Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Stride and Saunter. I am one of your hosts, Kip Clark.
And my name is Hector Marrero.
Okay, so Hector, for our first episode, I think it'd be a good idea if we introduced ourselves and talked a bit about who we are, and then we'll go from there, but why don't you start?
I'm a film major here at Kenyon College. I'm also a rising senior. I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. Kip?
I am an English major, a junior, as of yet undeclared English major, but... That's a minor piece.
I didn't know that was possible.
Hopefully by the time this podcast is up, I will have gotten my act together. But yeah, I will be an English major. I'm a junior. I was not born in Wellesley, Massachusetts. I was born near St. Louis in a suburb called Ladue in Missouri. But I now live in Wellesley, Massachusetts. It is my hometown, as best I can tell. I also want to tell them how we met, but I think, again, you should start that story. Because I remember... pieces.
I'm sure it was pieces. January 31st.
Very good.
Of this year, 2014. I think Kip introduced himself to me. He knew me and I knew him, but only from a distance. He asked me to come to his show. He is on an improvisation group called Fools on the Hill. And I went to see the show, and I thought it was very funny. Kip was a very good comedian. But also, Kip had a...
Emphasis on was.
He is a great comedian. But I was also interested in Kip's a very surreal way of being. I don't even know how to express it, but you have a very particular way of introducing yourself and talking and, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, to our audience at home, I'm blushing or as close to it as my face can get. I don't know that I'm surreal in any way, but I appreciate that. Hector's right on the money. We definitely met January 31st after one of my improv shows. I actually introduced myself to him at some point, probably around January 31st, because... friends of mine who knew him pretty well thought that we would get along well, thought that we'd have a lot to talk about, a lot in common.
And they were wrong.
unfortunately for us, and this podcast never happened. But yeah, a lot of people recommended that I get to know Hector. He was, of course, abroad in the fall semester, but came back in the winter. So yeah, I met him, frankly, because of other people's urging.
And though we didn't talk much throughout my sophomore year, and or rather my junior year and Kip's sophomore year, we did have very fruitful conversations in passing, and we did have some meals together. Kip gave me a phone call in May. It was this very lovely voicemail, basically expressing gratitude for the conversations we had had. I was really happy to have received that voicemail. I was playing chess with my father when I received it. I called Kip back a few months later. I was actually in California at the time visiting a friend from high school, and I had, you know, almost my entire life I've wanted to do radio. I've wanted to be on radio. I love it. I've always listened to radio since I was a young person, listening to 106.7 Light FM with my mom and brother on my way to middle school. And I always wanted to be the voice, and I wanted to either be saying the news or whatever. So here at Kenyon, there is a process to having a radio show. You have to be a lackey at first, or rather you have to be an intern. Yeah, that's what it is. So you get like a kind of a bad hour, and you have to work with somebody else before you can actually, you know, get a spot that's really, you know, worth the time. And I would have loved to have done that, but if it was my freshman year, and because I didn't prepare early enough and I didn't do the radio show my freshman year, I brought up the idea that perhaps, you know, Kip and I could do a podcast on our own. I listen to a ton of podcasts sometimes before going to bed. I think they're interesting ways of getting information out there. And, you know, me and one thing about the conversations between me and Kip is that they were long and they spanned through a number of different topics. And it was difficult to go into detail of any, you know, one thing. And so I brought up this idea of, well, why don't you and I create a radio show? And that was a very exciting idea because, you know, here we were creating something and preparing something. And, yeah, you can continue the story.
Yeah, so so that segues well into talking about, I guess, my initial reactions to it, because I had no idea Hector was going to say this. I did leave him that voicemail because I was really happy that we had met, and, you know, look forward to maybe talking to him again that summer, if not when we got back in the fall. And so I was really happy when he called back, but yeah, like 20 minutes into that phone call, he just dropped the idea out of nowhere, and it surprised me, but something about it felt really right. And so this summer of 2014 was one of a lot of changes for me and a lot of difficult transitions, but definitely, you know, I did my best to not focus too much on things that were getting me down. And one of the ways that I held off difficulties in my life was through podcasts that I listened to. I'm a gamer, and so a lot of the podcasts I listened to were from, you know, experts or reviewers in the industry who talk about games on a professional level. And there were others as well that I listened to, all of which were conversational, all of which involved various opinions sort of flying here and there, and people just discussing things. And it resonated with me. And I remember hanging up the phone that night being really excited. I thought about, you know, guests we might have on the show, things we might talk about, potential reactions from people, which really excited me. And yeah, it just, the idea felt really right. And I think often as a person, you can come up with your own dreams and ambitions and pursue them headlong, and that's great. But I think there is something really nice and profound about being presented with a dream or an ambition from someone else that still resonates with you just as strongly, and it definitely did. So in the weeks that followed before Hector and I next spoke about the podcast, I thought about a lot of things, one of which was the name. Initially, a name that I had come up with was the Ruminations Podcast, which for me felt okay. And then somewhere out of nowhere, I'm going to give this credit to Lord and Taylor, the department store. I was just thinking of names that sounded
good. Not product
good.
Placement.
Yeah, definitely not product placement. They do not sponsor us. But yeah, I was like thinking of names that sounded good. And I really honestly can't say where it came from, but Stride and Saunter just emerged as this name, as this title that to me felt like a fitting piece. Yeah, and so I remember going back to Hector with that, and it seemed to resonate with him, and so here we are. But yeah, it was definitely something that stuck, and we of course talked about a lot of ideas, and so, you know, I think Hector, you should take the honors and tell them a bit about our schedule and our format, and let them know what they're in for.
Yeah, so we're going to be producing this podcast hopefully once a week. The aim right now is for every Wednesday there will be a new podcast up, and each podcast will have a topic. The topics are ones that me and Kip choose over time. They will span through really whatever interests us. One of the ideas of this podcast is that it be something of a stamp of our thought processes and the things that we're concerned and want to talk about. We're not really trying to find answers, but really just trying to develop these ideas and concepts that we think about and just try to elaborate and see if we can, you know, sift through these thoughts and create something out of it. Along with that, we want this podcast to be a discussion among the community, and not just Kenyon's community, but, you know, the world community. Whoever this podcast reaches out to, we encourage you to reach out to us and to write to us. And if you hear something that we say that you know a little bit more about, or if you want to add a new point, we encourage you to visit our Twitter account and to email us at strideandsaunter@gmail.com. And the plan is to have these podcasts in a little bit of a package, along with the comments and ideas and critiques that you present to us. And we encourage you, as our listeners, to critique us, to add on, to be a part of our conversation, because Kip and I aren't perfect. We don't know everything about everything, but we are curious about a lot of things. And this is really just a way of getting some of those ideas out there. And we want our audience to reach back and add some more to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly wouldn't have said it any differently. Definitely, if you have opinions, critiques, criticisms, concerns even, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'd love positive feedback and things that you love about what we're doing. Definitely criticism will help too. We want this to be a podcast that you look forward to each week, and something that you feel as listeners you're contributing to, because it's definitely not just the two of us in here. It's a community that we're looking to build, and we're very excited about that. in addition to the disclaimer Hector gave about our relative lack of expertise, but birth of curiosity, we also want to say that in the breadth of topics we're going to be discussing, there will be some more serious topics, some topics that might be sensitive to some listeners and difficult for some people to listen to or to process, and we completely understand that and respect that because everyone's got different experiences that characterize them and have shaped them, and we don't want to offend or upset any of you. So in the instance that we discuss something sensitive or problematic for some people, we will of course give you a disclaimer warning you ahead of time that, this podcast we're going to be discussing about topic X. If that is offensive to you, we completely understand, and we hope that you take the time away. Don't listen to this episode if you think that it might upset you, because that's not what we're looking for. But definitely an important clarification that I wanted to make, or that we wanted to make, rather. And I would also say in closing that, we mentioned our social media. You can find us on Twitter at Stride and Saunter. You can find us at Facebook under Stride and Saunter, as well as the Gmail account, strideandsaunter@gmail.com. And I'm sorry for the repetition of Hector, but I just wanted to make sure that we had it out there.
And one more thing, if you have an idea or a topic that you want to discuss with us, please contact us. And we want guest speakers. We want this to be as much a community discussion as possible. And that means if, we can have you here in the booth with us, that's even better. So please reach out to us with any commentary, with any suggestions. And if you want to be a part of this, even better.
Yeah, we want you guys to incorporate yourselves into what we're doing. Like we said before, it's not a conversation between. It is intended to be a conversation among, and we really stand by that. So yeah, this isn't going to be a long episode. There's not really a lot to say here. We just sort of wanted to introduce ourselves and introduce Stride and Saunter to you guys out there. In closing, from thought to word and voice to ear, we thank you for listening, as always. And this is Kip Clark, signing off.
And I'm Hector Marrero. Have a good night.